Do you remember Carnival, the creepy and surreal yet sensual HBO series about a roving band of sideshow performers in the American Dust Bowl? Imagine that that show was made into a Broadway musical. Now imagine that Jack White, David Lynch, Jello Biafra, Crispin Glover, and Tim Burton all collaborated to write the score for this play, based on the writings of Syd Barrett. That will give you a rough idea of my first impression of Pop Goes the Evil's new album, Love Stained Heart.
Well, is it me you idolize, or is it my old lies? I miss your legs around my neck, but not your loving eyes. I see I've hypnotized your hips and thighs. I see I've hypnotized your hips and thighs.
To put it another way, I have absolutely no idea where to begin with this review. There is so much going on in this album that it's like trying to nail green jello to a tree. Love Stained Heart was recorded and mixed by Eric Kronstein at Oranjudio Recording in Columbus. Kronstein and the band worked together to complete the final production, and the mastering was done by Joseph Skinner. In production, as well as in performance and songwriting, Love Stained Heart is superior to the band's 2013 album, White Cream Soda. This gives evidence to the fact that the band is coming into their own, growing more confident and taking bold steps to craft the album they want to make. Beginning with vocals, the album opens with the song Don't Cry, in which you are introduced to a somber yet resounding barbershop quartet of a cappella harmony in a minor key. On my first listen, this was as engaging a prelude as when the Beatles dropped the song Because into side two of Abbey Road to kick off their legendary medley. Pop Goes the Evil, in terms of vocal harmony and basic singing ability, have a tremendous range and a broad scope of ability. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but the first time you hear lead singer Lucas Frazier belt it out in the middle of the song Eat Your Heart Out, you'll know what I mean when you hear it. You'll have found your I need to hear that again moment.
A strain unknown, you're not alone. Welcome, don't cry.
Related to the vocals, I'd like to move on to the lyrics of Love Stained Heart. In short, nothing, absolutely nothing is taboo to Frazier when it comes to subject matter. Religion, death, sex, especially sex, beauty, pain, power, they all have a role to play in the language and lyrics of the album. It's poetry that is written in a rhyme scheme like a perverted Dr. Seuss book.
I don't really like to think too much. Understanding me is way too tough. I think I might write the village bell, cause I know I'm safe and safe from hell.
Musically, there's still so much more to swallow with this album. Each track can stand alone with its own unique sound and style. Yet, as a collective, They all fit together nicely in the theatrical jigsaw puzzle that is Love Stained Heart. Jacob Grove on drums can provide a slinky, jazzy backdrop with just a hint of a funky groove, or he can just plain pound it out, whatever's needed to keep the dynamism of Love Stained Heart constantly moving forward. In songs like Saved and Till You're No More, bassist Evan Roberts displays a great deal of playing skill and performs that role that is essential for a bass player to master, especially in a three-piece band, that of the conduit between rhythm and melody. Love Stained Heart leaves little doubt that Lucas Frazier is the heart and soul of Pop Goes the Evil. When his offbeat and disturbing lyrics aren't shining in the spotlight, his equally avant-garde guitar playing is. There are many passages in the album where the guitar stands boldly alone and often without effects. Sometimes the entire song structure is held together by the thinnest thread of a solitary note. At other times, Frazier's guitar sound is digitally expanded to include full octave shifts, which give it a much fuller and sometimes more synthetic orchestral sound. And then, yet again, like in the song Time for Bed, the tone is twisted and shifted and warped until it resembles a calliope played in hell. I traditionally will pick a song each week that I deem the best of from each album, but in the case of Love Stained Heart, that is quite difficult to do. As I stated before, each song has the merit to be taken individually, but to really get into the spirit of the complete experience, the album really should be consumed as a whole. It has the feeling of a concept album without really trying to be one. If I had to find one song to choose to represent the rest, just one song to try to explain Love Stained Heart, I would probably pick Eat Your Heart Out because it is bawdy and flirtatious, and the music is downright infectious and groovy. I will offer this caveat to anyone approaching Love Stained Heart for the first time. Before I wrote this piece, I had listened to the album from beginning to end probably 4 or 5 times. And each time, I picked up on a new, strange little nuance that I hadn't noticed before. So please, don't make your assessment of this album or the band after just 1 or even 2 listens. Spend some time with this album. Get to know it. And I suspect that soon, like me, you'll find these songs stuck in your head. Time to extend, he needs a little taste. Open up your legs and eat your heart out. WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.